This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called 40 Days in the Word. In these messages, Pastor Rick shares practical Bible study tools that will reignite your passion for God's Word and revolutionize your life as you grow closer to Jesus. First, we're excited to let you know that very generous friends of Daily Hope have stepped forward with a special $50,000 matching grant. That means any gift you give to help Daily Hope share God's Word with people everywhere will be doubled. So contact us right away. Go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Building My Life on the Bible.
Many times, the Bible is compared to a mirror in Scripture. The Bible compares itself to a mirror. What's the purpose of a mirror? The purpose of a mirror is to evaluate ourselves. And the Bible helps us do that. It's the mirror of God's Word that helps us evaluate ourselves. Every one of you did it sometime today. When you got up this morning, at some point, most likely before you walked out the door, you paused and looked at a mirror to assess the damage from last night. And then you evaluated what needed to be changed before you walked out that door. You may have run a brush or comb through your hair, or you said, I don't have time to do that, I'm gonna put on a ball cap, or you washed your face, or maybe you took the time to put on some makeup. And by the way, did you know that the first Queen Elizabeth, during Shakespeare time, that as she got older, that she lost her beauty? She had all of the mirrors removed from Buckingham Palace because she did not want to see the fact that she was growing older. Now, there are two ways to look at a mirror. You can glance at a mirror or you can gaze at a mirror. Glance at a mirror is, anybody remember Happy Days, that show Happy Days? Remember Fonzie? He'd walk past a mirror and he'd stop and he'd lean back and go, eh. He didn't need to do anything because he was pure perfection. He didn't have to, comb his hair or anything. He would glance. Now, you don't want to do that with this mirror. You can't just glance at the Word of God. That's a quick, I'm rushed. Lord, I've got 2 minutes. I'm going to look at it real quick and then leave. No, glancing at the mirror of God's Word isn't going to help you change. You've got to gaze at it. You've got to gaze intently. You look at the details. And God wants us not to glance at His Word, but to gaze at His Word, to look intently. Number three, the third way to build your life on the Bible is I build my life on the Bible I research it. I research it with my hands and my mouth. Now, I'll need to explain this to you. I research the Word of God with my hands and my mouth. This is Bible study. Researching is Bible study. Is there a difference between Bible reading and Bible study? Yes. Reading the Bible is reading the Bible. Studying the Bible is studying the Bible. It's not study unless you have a pen or a pencil and you're writing it down. In fact, there are two components of study, writing it down and talking about it with somebody else. That turns reading into study. When I write something down and I talk about it with somebody else, now I am studying the Scripture. That's why we believe in small groups, why we have over 5,000 small groups here at Saddleback, because the way you study the Bible best is actually in a group. And you write things, you listen and you write and you read and you talk. And you use your hands and you use your mouth to study the Word of God. Now look at these two verses. John chapter 5, verse 39, Jesus says this. You search the Scriptures. Circle the word search. He's talking about Bible study here. He's talking about research. You research the Scriptures. You search the Scriptures because you believe they will give you eternal life and the Scriptures point to me. We're going to show you how you can see Jesus all through the Old Testament, not just in the New Testament. You search the Scriptures. That's researching with my hands and mouth. In Acts chapter 17, Luke talks about a group of people in a city called Berea. Berea was a little city in Greece. And he says, the people of Berea were more open-minded than those in Thessalonica. Thessalonica was another city in Greece. He said, those Bereans, they were more open-minded than the people who lived in the city of Thessalonica. And they listened eagerly to Paul's message. They searched the scriptures. Circle that word again, searched. They searched the scriptures. That's studying it, not just reading it. Day after day, to check up on Paul and Silas to see if they were really teaching the truth. And see, these guys are searching the scripture. They're reading, and not just reading, they're studying, they're writing it down. They're having a small group discussion. That's what's going on here. These people are listening to Paul preach, and then they're going over and they're having a small group discussion about it, which is what we do in our small groups. The third way is I research with my hands and mouth. Now, the fourth way to build my life on the Bible is I review and remember with my mind. I review it and I remember it with my mind. I review the Word of God and I remember the Word of God with my mind. Now, the Bible says this in verse 25, James chapter 1. The man who looks intently, that's reading, into the perfect law and continues to do this, that's reviewing, not forgetting what he's heard, that's remembering, he will be blessed in what he does. If you're going to be blessed in what you do, you got to learn how to review and remember with your mind. Now, review, you continually do this. You're pondering, you're thinking about it over and over, and you're remembering, not forgetting. Now, I want everybody to look up here for just a minute. If you're serious about being spiritually strong and mature, you don't want to be a spiritual baby anymore. You don't want to be a spiritual wimp. You don't want to still be on the bottle 10 years from now. You want to be a godly man. You want to be a godly woman. You want to be spiritually and emotionally strong. The single greatest habit you can develop is the habit of memorizing some scripture by hiding the word in your heart, by putting it in your mind. Why? Because when you need the Bible, it's never around. When you're tempted, you don't have a Bible open or by your side. When you're witnessing, when you're under stress, when you need comfort, when you have a crisis, there's not a Bible around. You need to have it in your mind so you can remember it and review it right then. Now you say, oh, Rick, I can't. I have a terrible memory. I can't remember anything. You remember what's important to you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Pastor Rick says the Bible isn't meant to just inform us. It's meant to transform us. That's why it's so important to study God's Word. Maybe you've never studied the Bible and you don't even know where to start. Or maybe you read the Bible every day, but you're not getting all God has for you out of the time you spend with Him. That's why Pastor Rick created a very special Bible study called 40 Days in the Word. This life-changing resource will ignite your passion for God's Word and revolutionize your relationship with Jesus. The 40 Days in the Word study kit includes 6 video sessions on DVD and a 206-page, 2-color workbook. In the workbook, you'll find 6 easy-to-learn methods for reading and meditating on Scripture. These are the very methods Pastor Rick uses in his own personal daily quiet time. You'll also find interactive journaling pages and Bible verse cards with the 20 Bible verses every believer should memorize. There's even a special section called How Can We Know the Bible Came from God? And a guide for choosing which translation of the Bible is right for you. We'll send you a copy of the 40 Days in the Word study kit to say thanks for your gift to help more people learn, love, and live God's Word through Daily Hope. By the way, right now when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the hope of Jesus to a hurting world, generous friends of Daily Hope are going to match your gift up to $50,000. But you only have till midnight on June 30th to make your gift go twice as far. Go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. And as a special thank you, we'll send you the 40 Days in the Word Bible Study Kit. Again, that's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004.
Now, back to more from God's Word with Pastor Rick Warren.
You remember what's important to you. You remember the phone numbers that are important to you. You remember the dates that are important to you. Some of you say, well, I can't remember anything, but you can quote me songs from the 1960s. Or you know baseball statistics on your favorite player. Or you know stock quotes. You remember what's important. Now, memory is a skill that you can get good at, and we're going to teach you some simple ways to improve your memory. Memory is like a muscle, and you can actually get better at it. You may have a terrible memory, but you can improve your memory, and actually, memorizing scripture will cause your brain to have a stronger memory in other areas. I guarantee it. Study after study has shown this. That if you will learn to memorize scripture, it actually develops your memory. You'll have a better memory in other areas too. During 40 Days in the Word, we're gonna memorize one simple verse a week on the weekend together so that you know these. Because when you need them, then God can call them to mind. Now, you can't review it unless you remember it. In other words, if I get in bed at night, I can think about it because I've remembered that verse. If I'm driving to an appointment, I can think about it because I remember that verse. But if I haven't memorized any verse, then I can't remember and review it. Now, in the Bible, there's a word for what we're talking about here. The skill of remembering and reviewing is called, write this down, meditation. That's all meditation is. Meditation is simply remembering and reviewing the scripture in your mind. That's all it means. This word is so misunderstood. Many people don't understand meditation. They're scared of it. They think it's like some woo, you know, and like it's some new age thing. No. In fact, even some well-meaning Christians have said we shouldn't meditate. Well, they're talking about the time where you sit in a lotus position and put your mind in neutral and contemplate the lint in your navel and go, Well, no, that's not going to get you where you want to go. But if you learn to remember and review the Bible, then you can do it anywhere. Now, you know why this is so important? Let me show you. Look at this verse on your outline. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Do not let this book of the law, that's the Bible, God's law, God's word, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. That means meditate, talk about it all the time. Meditate on it, how often? Day and night. Now circle the word meditate. God tells you, God commands you to meditate on the Bible day and night. In other words, when you're eating, when you're sleeping, when you're drinking, when you're playing, when you're running, so that, here's the benefit, you will be careful to do everything written in it, then you will be, underline these, prosperous and successful. Now, friends, the only promise of prosperity and success in the Bible is this verse. And God says, if you do what I tell you to do in this verse, you will be prosperous, you will be successful. I didn't say that. God said it. You will be prosperous and successful. And what does he say? If you meditate on my word day and night. In other words, you remember it and you review it. If you remember it and review it, you will be successful in all you do. Now, there's one more way that I build my life on the Bible. I read it, receive it with my ears. I read it with my eyes. I research it with my hands. I write down notes and mouth. I talk about it. I review and remember it with my mind. And the fifth way is I respond to it with my actions. And that's the fifth thing that James tells us to do with the Bible. I respond to it with my actions. James chapter 1, verse 22. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Turn it into actions. Now he says, don't deceive yourself. How do we deceive ourselves? We think if we've heard something, we've got it. No. I could talk to you about how to be a good father, but if you don't do it, it doesn't help. You're just deceiving yourself. I could talk to you about how to build a balanced budget based on scriptural principles. But if you don't do it, you're just deceiving yourself. You don't really know it. You see, you only believe the parts of the Bible you actually do. I only believe the part of the Bible I actually do. We are to be doers of the word. That's why, I don't know if you've ever noticed or not, but in the message outlines I give you every weekend here at Saddleback Church, every point, almost every time, not all the time, but almost every point has a verb in it. Why? Because we are to be doers of the word, not hearers only. And in a lot of times, we hear message after message after message. We just hear it, but there's nothing to do about it. There's nothing to do about it. So every week, I give you something to do about what we have just looked at. And I put the points with verbs. Why? Don't merely listen to the word, so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Now let's go back to that story that I started with where Jesus ends the Sermon on the Mount. In Matthew 24, look at this verse. Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice, underline that, puts them into practice. In other words, you're a doer of the word. You're an applier of the word. You respond to it. Everyone who hears these words and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rains came down and the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against the house, but it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everybody who hears these words of mine, you come to church, you listen to them, but you don't put them into practice. It's like a foolish man who built his house on sand. And the rains came down and the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against that house and it fell with a great crash. I don't want that to happen to you. And I'll say it again. We don't know the storms that are gonna come into your life or into our nation. But I do know this, you'll crumble if you don't have a solid foundation for your life. And the solid foundation for your life is not the opinions of others, it's not what's popular on TV, it's not prevailing culture, because that changes like shifting sands. You must build your life on the unchanging word. And when you build your life on truth, if it was true 1,000 years ago, it'll be true 1,000 years from today, because truth does not change, it's a rock. And you need a rock to build your life on. If your life is not built on the rock, I'll tell you how you know. You have stress. You're stressed out because the sands are shifting and the house is tilting and you feel stressed and worried and anxious about that because your house isn't solid and steady because it's not built on something that doesn't change. Now, let me give you a simple tool to remember these five ways to get God's word into your life. Many years ago, a guy named Dawson Trotman, who founded the Navigators, came up with a thing called the hand illustration of five ways to get a grip on the word. I want to adapt that this morning. Let's make each of the fingers of your hand represent one of the ways to get God's word into your life. Your little finger will be hearing it. I receive it with my ears. I read it with my eyes. I research it with my mouth and my hands. I review and remember it with my mind, and I respond to it with my actions. Now, let's say this is your Bible. If all you do, if all your Bible intake is simply hearing it, you don't ever get any Bible in your life except when you come to church, then you're holding on to the Bible with your pinky. That's all the grip you've got. And you know what? Satan can come along, and before you get to the parking lot, bam, he stole it out of your life because you've forgotten 95% of it, of what you hear. If all you do is hear the word of God, you have no grip on the truth. You're not built on the rock. Let's say if you're gonna say, well, I don't just come to church and hear the Bible, I read it every day. Well, that's better. It's a little bit better grip, but still, just hearing and reading it is not enough. It can be pulled out of your hand quite easily. But if I hear the word of God, And I remember it. And I read the Word of God. And I research, I study the Word of God with some friends in a small group. And I review the Word of God and remember it. I meditate on it and I respond to it. I've got a grip. Nobody's taking this out of my hand. Nobody's pulling the truth out of my hand. And I am solid and I am secure and I am not stressed because I'm built on the rock. That's my goal for you in the next 40 days. Let's bow our heads. I want to ask you to pray a simple prayer and follow me in it right now. Dear God, I want to build my life on the rock, not on sand. I want a solid foundation of truth. I want to build my life on the Bible. So I commit the next 40 days to learning how to do these things. I want to receive your word with my ears. I want to hear God speak to me. I want to read your word with my eyes. And I want to become a regular habit of Bible reading. I want to learn to remember and review your word throughout my day so that when I'm starting to get upset, you can bring that verse to mind. And I want to respond to your word and do what it says. If you've never invited Jesus Christ into your life, say, Jesus Christ, I ask you to come into my life and make me what you want me to be. Save me. I don't understand it all, but I know I need you. I know I've done wrong things and I ask you to forgive me and I want to turn from those things. I want to go your way, not my way. And I want to learn to love you and trust you. And by faith, I ask you to accept me into your family. In your name I pray. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this message, or if you'd like to find out more about Pastor Rick Warren and this ministry, just visit PastorRick.com, where you can listen online anytime. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, we have some really exciting news. Generous friends of Daily Hope have offered a $50,000 matching grant. Here's Rick to tell you more.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you, everybody. Because of your generosity, we're able to take the hope of Jesus Christ into places where there are no Bibles, no believers, and no body of Christ, no churches at all. Now, as you pray about giving, I want to ask you to ask God about sending a gift that's the largest you're able to give, because at this point of the year, we have a donor who has offered to match your gift. That means what you give will be doubled. We get twice the bang for the buck, in other words. So please respond quickly and give in such a way that we can maximize it through this matching gift. And I want to ask you this. Would you pray for us at Daily Hope? Pray as we reach out to people around the globe with hope that people will find Christ by the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. So thank you for being a partner with me to getting the message out.
When you give a gift to Daily Hope, you're helping share the hope of Jesus with people everywhere. And right now, your gift will be doubled by the $50,000 matching grant. Call 800-600-5004. Or you can visit PastorRick.com, and we'll send you Pastor Rick's 40 Days in the Word study kit to say thanks. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Please be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.